This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
We're going to continue. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to the Discord lines here in a moment, where you can sound almost like you're sitting here with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm and join one of the top four rooms you'll see there. They're called the on-air call-in lines. And once we see you in there, we'll join you, and then you'll be able to hear us. And we can talk to you on the radio about things you want to discuss, whether it be whatever's going on with these Democratic or Republican national conventions. I don't know when the Republican one is scheduled for, but the Democratic one appears to be wrapping up as we speak. There appear to be a bunch of Democrats in a pre-produced sort of multi-clip kind of thing where they're intercutting between different interviews of these different Democrats, and they're all talking about what they want to see happen a year from now once the Democrats take back over the White House and bring things back. They've got Andrew Yang now speaking, because it's important for them to bring out as many of the former presidential candidates and have them throw their weight behind, even though they were all attacking one another not, 8 or 9 months ago.
That was the debate. That's just a campaign.
Yeah. Isn't that what Harris said
basically
recently? All right. So we continue here. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, the insanity is starting to get to me. I'm just I'm pretty upset by everything I see going on.
What's changing? Because it's been pretty insane for a while. Is it just worse, or is it the same level of insanity that it's just now getting to you?
Every time I think that it's gone as far as it can go, they push it one step farther. Mm. I'm about ready to just go to Mars. You know, when that ship is ready to blast off, I'm going to skip
your ticket.
Elon Musk. Put me on it. Yeah,
you know, I feel it's the same way. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous out there. But was there something specific that you saw that made you want to call in?
Yeah, I want to bring this point up. I've number of times have brought up all the scientific studies that show that masks do not prevent the spread of viruses, And, of course, this is just science, right? But people are throwing science out the window when it disagrees with their position.
Yeah, so, and calling your position science at the same time.
Right. And the studies have shown, and now obviously we know masks prevent people from spitting on each other, or, spraying on each other. And that's true. I mean, you can't deny that fact. However, the studies still show that that does not help prevent the spread of viruses. I mean, it's going to help to some extent, but the masks have been shown to be ineffective, probably due to the fact that people are always touching them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that minimizes, that probably counteracts the effect of, stopping the sprays. So anyway, the scientific studies have shown for over a decade that masks don't stop the spread of viruses. So now all of a sudden, they've convinced most of the planet that they have to wear a mask because of this virus. And the insanity is crazy, but now they're taking it one step further.
Oh God! Now what?
I couldn't believe this picture that I'm looking at of the governor of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't fact checked this, and I sure as hell hope this is a Snopes or something, but or a joke. But the governor of Maine is demanding that servers wear a collar that looks like a dog's bite collar. So that they don't bite their rear leg, when they've got a wound.
I'm glad you brought this one up, because that's the same story I have pulled up here. Gene, I had it in my show prep tonight. From what I can tell, Some of the reports on this are a bit exaggerated. Now, that's not to say it isn't ridiculous, okay? This is a very, very ridiculous news story, but the photograph that they show here, for instance, on InfoWars, which has covered this story, is of an attractive server at a restaurant wearing what appears to be an upside-down lampshade on her head as she's got, as she's got the, you know, meals that she's delivering to her customers. And that's not exactly what they're describing here. So the story from InfoWars does cite Maine Public Radio. So if you go to mainepublic.org, that's where this story came from. So there is some digging you can do to find this. The Mills administration, that's the governor there in Maine, has updated prevention checklists for several types of businesses under Stage 3 of the state's reopening plans, which affect restaurants. And most of the updates are a few additions or clarifications. For example, front-of-house staff in restaurants who choose to wear face shields must now wear them upside down so they are attached at the collar instead of the forehead so that their breath is directed upwards, not down.
Science.
Yeah.
So
You know, but I wouldn't doubt it because these people are so crazy. And we're talking mainly about the people on the left now that are demanding these ridiculous health issues, health precautions that have been shown to not work. But now you can go to the MAGA crowd and they're just as crazy and wacky on the right side because they support, you know, they're on this big back the blue nonsense, you know, even though it's been proven how ineffective police are at number one keeping you safe and how they're very effective at brutalizing people against their rights. They're very good at violating
the very same cops that they love to just laud are the very same ones who are going to be enforcing these mask ordinances.
So this division between left and right is just perfect for keeping everybody in their own little insanity. So you've got the insanity of the right, you've got the insanity of the left, and they both feed on each other and laugh at each other. And, you know, the right laughs at the left laughs at the right, and they hate each other. And it's just, when you can actually look at this with a sane mind and you see what's going on, it drives the sane mind insane.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm at today. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, how did this get to this point? Where is there something in the water? You know, they've been saying the fluoride all these years, and I've been poo-pooing the fluoride. You know, fluoride ain't good for you, but I didn't think that it had anything to do with controlling your mind. But you know what? I may have to rethink that situation. Maybe it is the fluoride. There's got to be some explanation.
It's just obedience training. That's all it is. I mean, it's been decades in the making. They've been preparing for this for a long time. Now, they didn't know this was going to come here and now, I suspect, unless this really is some big big plot. I'm not going to give them that much credit. But, man, they sure are excited about making these changes. They know this is an opportunity. In fact, I've got another story about some of the things that these know-it-alls have been saying about how this is a big chance to change things, so-called, for the better. And that now people are susceptible to large, sweeping changes, essentially, and they're going to do everything they can to take advantage.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Right, to take advantage of that. So this is just decades of obedience training, Gene. That's what people have been trained for in the government schools. That's what they've been trained for with things like business licenses. You got to ask permission in order to do things. Oh, you want to have a protest? Make sure you get your permit. So there's been this whole ask permission mentality that's been in place here in the United States for a long time. And so this is just the next step of that. This is just those same people looking to government agents for direction in what they consider to be a scary situation. They will do whatever they're told.
But they call that freedom.
Do they still call it freedom?
I don't think people even talk about freedom anymore.
No, no, Mark, I did see somebody shared a photograph of freedom masks. So you can go to Walmart.
Wow.
You can go to Walmart and you can buy masks with, like, freedom emblazoned across the front of it. I don't think that's done ironically, but I don't know. It's Jesus.
Well, it's freedom to get out of your house, I guess.
Was it called freedom when you had a hall pass back in elementary school?
No. I would have called, when I was in prison, I would have called probation freedom, sure.
Yeah. It's only a difference by degree.
It's all in perspective, I guess.
It is. Gene, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. You want to chat with him directly? He's on our Discord server. He's there often. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. And even if you don't want to call in, it's cool. Still a cool place to hang out and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here. In fact, Mark, you've got a story about people leaving the cities. They're exiting. They're going to other places. And it's not just one coast. It's both of them, I think you said. You can share that story coming up here. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the political warmonger types, the powermongers, they got a name for this whole thing, this COVID-19, what we consider to be madness, what we consider to be insane, what we were just talking with Gene about, all this, you know, these new rules and this new so-called new normal, which is ridiculous and very anti-human, in my opinion, and sad. You were just looking, Tyler, at a photograph of what I'd only heard described, because we were just talking, I think, yesterday or the day before that on this show about kids going back to school and how sad of a situation that it was, how just dismal and depressing it sounded. You actually have a photograph of what appears to be some sort of a lunchroom situation with kids sitting at, would you describe it?
Like 6 feet apart across the table, 6 feet apart from each person. So you've got two kids to like a long bench table.
Right.
And they're just sad.
Sitting on the equal, on the diagonal.
Right. Kitty corner to each other, and just like, it just looks dystopian and
so
sad.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, why would you even want to send your kid to school in that situation?
You have no options.
Right, I guess, yeah.
You either don't care about your kids, or you have no options.
Yeah.
And you're desperate.
Well, now it's been a couple generations where public school's the norm, right? So a lot of these parents, they don't even know what else they could do.
Right. This is the way it's always been, and now there's this new thing that they're shoving down your throat, and it's like, well, take this.
Yep.
This is what you get.
Yep, this is what you get, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Well, there is. You could figure out something, right? Like, if you really wanted to. I understand, you know, they're single moms and they have a tough time or whatever. I get it. I'm not saying that, you know, that the options are great, but there's got to be something else. Like, maybe get together with other single parents and come up with some sort of a
co-op.
Yeah, right. Like, something like that.
That's certainly a possibility. They exist all over. And those are low cost and, you know, an option.
Right. With enough of a drive, you can figure something out. They say necessity is the mother of inventions. Well, now is the time to get your kids out of government school. If you've been waiting for an excuse or a reason, this is as good a time as any. They're actually talking about what this so-called Great Reset is. Have you guys heard about this, the Great Reset?
Yeah, I have heard that term.
I haven't.
Okay, so it's the first time I came across it was this article. You know, I'm in my Google News feed on my phone, I get articles about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency because I'm into that stuff, right? So this headline is from Cointelegraph, and it asks, what role will crypto play during the Great Reset? And they actually get into talking about who's promoting this Great Reset. Well, we'll tell you a little bit about it here. The global pandemic, massive and worldwide protests, job automation, environmental issues, and geopolitical tensions are just a few of the challenges facing humanity today. Amid the chaos, keystone global institutions and bureaucrats have openly discussed the present day as an opportunity to remake the world. The Great Reset, as the plan has been called, represents a radical initiative by world leaders, many of whom are unelected, to transform the global economy. Who's behind this terminology? A group called the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You've heard of them. These are, you know, the bigwigs. These are the Bilderberg types, right? For instance, they claim there's an urgent need for global stakeholders to manage the direct consequences of what the International Monetary Fund has called the Great Lockdown. As though lockdowns are great. I think they mean big, right? Like,
yeah,
great.
Great
as in big.
The Great Wall of China isn't necessarily a great wall. It is just large.
Referring to the quarantines and social distancing practices implemented to contain the pandemic, or at least so they say, at a WEF meeting in early June, the world's most powerful business leaders, government officials, and activists first announced the proposal to reset the global economy in the aftermath of the COVID-19 lockdown. Terms like that don't sound very good to freedom-loving people.
When they start talking about getting involved in the global economy, as though, I mean, every time these people get involved in the global economy, we all get screwed.
Right, because they want to get a piece, a big piece of whatever money happens to be left. The WEF, World Economic Forum, sees a, quote, unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery. The Great Reset will inform the, quote, future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of the global commons, unquote. In short, the Great Reset represents a new social contract for the world. You remember signing that last one, right?
Oh, right. Yep,
the new social contract.
This one's going to be even better.
I'm not signing this one either.
So, yeah, I mean, these people are ready to shake up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, global relations, national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models. I mean, they're talking about
the nature of business models.
Yes, total change. Writing for The Hill, Justin Haskins calls the Great Reset, quote, the most ambitious and radical plan the world has seen in more than a generation.
Right. The one before that was the Communist Manifesto.
Prince Charles was at the meeting, and he said, quote, we have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. It's an opportunity we have never had before. And may never have again, unquote.
Can I put on my tinfoil hat for a minute
Please.
And tell you guys what I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
What's going on, I think, is that the world elites need to shuffle the deck because things are getting kind of out of hand as far as, like, debt and the lack of GDP growth in all these developed countries. So, basically, they're going to shuffle the deck. They're going to mix things around. It's going to be very confusing to the normal person, but what's going to happen to us is our money's going to be worth a lot less than it is now. And there's going to be some new pyramid scheme that you can jump on to try and get ahead of the curve or whatever. But in the meantime, all this stuff with COVID and everything, all of these measures they're taking and this new precedence they're setting and all these rights they're violating, I think that's just a grab while they have the chance because they know as soon as your money's not worth as much and it's going to take a lot more to keep your family fed, people are going to be a lot angrier. And it's going to be easier to keep them in line if they've already got tracking in place and they've got you pegged in your home and you're too afraid to leave. You know, you're not. What are you going to do at that point?
Yeah, don't forget the sort of destruction of cultural groups, mixing people up. The global elites have had, wanted to see their immigration going on in Europe and these sorts of things. And it's gone very poorly up to this point.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of that, you know, I'm all for open borders, freedom of association, right, when the conditions are right. But if you're just busing people in or, you know, boating people in from another country and trying to integrate them into society, it makes everybody scared of each other. Nobody trusts each other. And a lot of these people, you know, have trouble, like, understanding that in order for a society to work is we all have to share the same underlying values. We can't all believe in different things and assume that these institutions are still going to treat us all equally.
Well, now they're making everybody afraid of everybody. It's not
right.
Just that people are afraid of immigrants or Muslims or, you know, the way it was a decade ago, which, of course, was irrational on most people's parts.
Right.
Now they're completely irrationally afraid of absolutely everyone they come in contact with.
Everybody else, yeah.
And that is one of the most damaging parts about this, is now everybody's the potential enemy, which, you know, now we've got snitching that's happening at a level that's never happened before. It's very disturbing, and there's more coming up here, because apparently the details of this so-called Great Reset...
You have the details.
What? No. Many of them won't even be rolled out until they meet again in January of 2021. So it sounds like they're meeting twice a year, once in June or July or whatever, and then once in January. So they're still plotting this World Economic Group, this World Economic Forum, 855-450 free, like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. And we're also hopefully going to talk about the people leaving the cities, because that's another change that is undergoing right now. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. It's now day four of the Democratic National Convention, and Joe Biden will take center stage as he officially accepts his party's nomination for president. The first night of the convention featured First Lady Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton headlined the proceedings on Tuesday. Wednesday night featured vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and a speech by former President Barack Obama. Tonight, Senator Cory Booker, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and others are expected to speak before the former vice president takes the stage. As this is the final night of the Democratic National Convention, next week the Republicans will take the stage with President Trump and the Republican National Convention. We'll keep you updated with all the information right here at USA Radio News. The number of Americans filing for jobless aid rose last week, signaling that layoffs continue 5 months after the coronavirus. Some 1.1 million people filed for first-time unemployment benefits, according to the Labor Department. That's an increase of 135,000 from the previous week. Another 543,000 filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, a new program to aid the self-employed and gig workers. The number of new applications has been dropping steadily since March. A staggering 28 million people, or about one-fifth of the U.S. workforce, is receiving some sort of unemployment assistance at this time. The state of Michigan announced it has agreed to pay over $600 million to Flint residents whose health was affected by lead-tainted drinking water in a crisis that spurred a class-action lawsuit and became emblematic of how poorer communities can suffer during government mismanagement. Governor Gretchen Whitmer had been negotiating for more than 18 months with thousands of Flint residents who filed suits against the state. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. My number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live here brought to you by Divvy. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've promoted here on Free Talk Live, has had increased in value by over 10 times in that time frame this year. Amazing. And, of course, Divvy could continue to go up. That's certainly what their intention is behind the scenes there at Divvy. They're working on a brand-new wallet, and they've released the beta version to a private beta. And it was at the same time, or around the same time, where the price started to go up. Now, will the price continue to go up if they release the wallet fully, or when they release the wallet fully? I don't know. Can't predict the future, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. And you can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy over at DivvyProject.org and learn more about it. DIVIProject.org. As we continue here, we're going to take your calls and thoughts, but I just want to share a little bit more about this so-called Great Reset. That is what the World Economic Forum, a forum of, you know, big business, big politicians.
Yeah, how do you get invited to this? I'd like to go.
Probably have to own a bank.
You got to know the right people, Mark, and it's a big club, but we're not in it.
Yeah, no, they're never going to let Free Talk Live in it.
So they're talking about reshaping the entire world, changing the state of global relations, national economies, priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management, they say, of the Global Commons. They're talking about writing a new social contract, which, of course, no one ever wrote down in the first place, so it's all a bunch of BS. But regardless, it's being praised from thehill.com to Prince Charles, and they say here that many of the details aren't even available yet. They're going to meet again in Davos, Switzerland in January.
And lots of great things happen for humanity in Davos.
They got big plans for what is described here in the Cointelegraph article as a new world order. And, of course, a lot of people have been using this terminology of new world order for a long
time. The Great Reset sounds remarkably like a new world order.
This looks like a new world order. I mean, everything has changed in just the last several months, and most of it changed within the first several weeks.
Yeah. Some of it tells me, something tells me, though, that, like, yeah, the people that are actually in charge aren't going to change. There's no,
no.
New world order.
Well, it'll be the same old goons, mm-hmm. but the order will be different.
Right.
The things that are expected of people, the things that people are told to do, it's going to be even more of a crackdown. Quote, this is from Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. Quote, every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. He added, quote, in short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Schwab said that, quote, all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions, must be revamped. So
when they put this in place, whatever great things they say they're going to do, whether it's a UBI or, standardized working conditions, worldwide unions, whatever it is that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
You can be sure that the social order, the economic strata, the quintiles, the economic quintiles, the amounts that people make and have. Because currently here in the United States, people move up and they move down all the time. They would love you to believe in the press that this is not true. But, Walmart didn't exist when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the big retailers, the big retailers were completely different. Amazon didn't exist. The mm-hmm. biggest companies that we have today, Google, didn't exist. The biggest companies we have today.
There was Woolworths back then, right?
Just didn't exist. Yeah. The things change in a country that has more freedom versus the ones that have fewer mm-hmm. economic freedoms. What they're trying to do is make they're dangling the carrot out there. You'll never be poor again. As if anybody in the Western world is starving to death. Mm. Are people in the rest of the world starving to death? Yes, we need to figure out ways to get them. But most people who are starving to death in the last 50 years have starved to death having to do with their governments,
mm-hmm. yeah,
not having to do with actual famines.
I want to bring Connie on the line in Huntsville, Alabama, listening to WBHP. Go ahead, Connie.
Yes, what you're talking about is the New World Order, the Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers. What they're doing, when they had the World Forum meeting in France, the French president has always given the speech. Well, he didn't this time. Prince Charles did, and they rant and raved how great he was. He is going to be the next leader of the world, the Antichrist.
He's
going to be king of England at some point, right? I mean, his mother's, God bless her, is going to pass away at some point.
Well,
so.
I'm not talking about just England. I'm talking about the New World Order. He's going to be in charge of it. That's who they'll elect on.
Now, are you saying that you think there's going to be a world government that comes out of this?
Yes, that's what the whole New World Order is.
Well, I know that's what they've been saying for the longest time, but the reason that part's hard for me to believe is because most of these politicians don't want to give up power. You know, Donald Trump doesn't want Prince Charles telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't. But all these people, they have powers. They can do whatever they want to. Bill Gates, he was donating vaccines to India. Well, they were contaminated, and they had so many people that were so deformed, he got booted out of India. They don't want him there. And then down like in one of the countries of Africa, they were giving vaccines to all the girls there, and it was sterilizing them. Mm. They want to reduce the amount of people dependent. And then they want all of us to be dependent on them so they can be, you know, and rule the whole world.
That much is true. They definitely want more people to be dependent on them, whoever they are, meaning government goons all across the world. And Connie, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. That is the one thing that the New World Order promoters have been, you know, talking about, that it's going to be a world government. It just seems so hard to believe that they could pull that off, given that government people are power seekers, and they're not power releasers. They don't want to let go. I mean, you know, Venezuela's Maduro he wants handouts, but he doesn't want to give up his control over the people there. Trump doesn't want to give up control. The people in Congress certainly don't want to give up their level of power. So I don't see that one happening. But then again, who saw this one coming?
I think that the politicians seeking the power, you know, this rent-seeking behavior, as they call it, is part of the thing that stands in the way of an actual world government.
That's what I was saying.
Absolutely. And it's one of the difficulties of it is imagine you set up a world, like imagine the United States federal government, which was intended to actually be an overlay of mm-hmm. governments, right? The states are called states for a reason. A state is defined as an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the given landmass, the use of violence. So the federal government could have gone all over the world, but it couldn't keep its little greedy little fingers from using the Interstate Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause for getting involved in everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. If the federal government just said, all right, everybody's got to have a standardized weights and measures, Jesus, should be metric, and everybody's got to drive on the right-hand side of the road, and this is the military for anybody who signs up, and you've got to allow people to move inside the general federal area. It'd basically be the EU, right? Like, mm-hmm. the EU was kind of the Schengen zone is sort of like this. A government could be, a world government could be possible, but the problem of it is that the politicians don't want to let go of power.
Right.
Because an overlay that just allows people to travel and do business inside without all these sort of weird rules that import-export laws and all that sort of thing, that's what people want.
I think the problem with the idea of a world government, too, is that it gives people something to point at and be like, well, there's the cause of all our problems, right? If you're actually in charge. Well, and the other thing, Prince Charles is probably just a front man, right? Like, he might be involved in stuff, but, like, if you're actually in charge of how the world is running, right? Like, say, what these people want is they want control over your money, and they want control over how the economy operates and how it's ran. They want to regulate that. They don't want a government.
855-450-FREE. The good news is if you put your money into things like cryptocurrency, then they don't have control over it.
Mm-hmm. They don't like that much either.
If you pick the right ones, for instance, like Monero, for instance, which is a privacy coin. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Thanks to Bitcoin.com for being long-time epic level sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Thank you guys, because there's amazing stuff over at Bitcoin.com, including a nice introductory section where you can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. There's no better time than now when they're starting to put a so-called great reset into place, and they're going to be doing even more damage to world economies and money supplies and things like that. Now's the time to start learning about your other options, and Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and do that. By the way, I also want to say thanks to Doug, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, and Ron Pepper, who's a gold amplifier. These guys are helping amp the show, which means advertise, market, and promote. They're helping us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States to bring the ideas of freedom and liberty to as many ears as we possibly can, while we still can, because at least in this country you can still criticize the government for the moment. So we will continue to do that. The government gang.
We're good at it. We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to continue. Ian, Tyler, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jack is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW on FM. Go ahead, Jack.
How you doing, guys?
Welcome,
I
sir.
I wanted to talk about the Great Reset.
Yeah, scary stuff.
The only thing we can't agree on between, you know, left, right, and anybody else, whatever, is that we do need a Great Reset. Now, whether the freedom they take away or they give, that's the conversation we should be having. But I think you guys would agree that we also need a Great Reset from the current state of things.
I'd say so. It's the
24-hour news cycle garbage. Yeah. I would reset social media. I would reset so many other things that really are poison to so much.
Yeah, I think that they you know, that what both sides, what all sides can sort of agree on is that the global elite, as they're called, and they must exist, right? There are people out there that have a great deal of money that are seeking power.
They're the World Economic Forum.
And probably a few other organizations, too, perhaps competing, perhaps cooperative, that these people are out of touch with us, not interested in providing us with what it is that we really want, and what we really need in life, and that whatever they do that qualifies as a great reset will likely be, and this is a point that I didn't make previously, will make it less easy to move between economic strata. So the people who are in the bottom quintile of earners globally are more likely to stay there after this global reset. And those that are in the top are more likely to be there, too.
Permapoor.
Gotcha. Well, okay, I got you. So it's basically, instead of resetting, it's basically a cementing of the status quo.
Well, the people who are going to be making these decisions are rich and powerful. I suspect they aren't going to walk out in sackcloth and ashes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what the rich and powerful you've been able to count on, you've been able to count on the rich and powerful to do for 9,000 years of the agricultural revolution that we've had here is to hold on to their wealth and their power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you can count on.
They're still going to have a luxury lifestyle when their little reset is over, and the rest of us, they don't care.
I don't. This isn't a real reset. Like, an honest reset would be, you know, governments collapsing and people coming together and creating something new. What this is like, all of a sudden we're going to change the board and we're going to change the way the money looks, but the banker is still going to be the banker.
Right.
And we're still going to be running around the board trying to collect our $200.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
The banker's going to decide that $200 is too much and you're just going to get $100 now. Uh-huh. The banker sets the rules.
No, now it's $2,000, Mark. They added a zero.
Sure, but there's 10 times as much money. There's 20 times as much money.
Jack, thanks for the call.
Great tonight. Always,
I appreciate it. And you enjoy that ride out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, this is kind of something we were talking about in the break, and something that I will never understand is that, ladies and gentlemen, think about that amount of money to you that is sort of the amount of money that you would have to have freedom for the rest of your life, whatever that amount is. I like to use the number $5 million. Because that seems like a lot of money to me.
It's an amount that the average person is probably never going to come close to.
Right. So if you have $5 million, you can probably not work. You can buy the house you want to buy in all likelihood. I mean, you're not going to have a mansion in Beverly Hills, but who the hell wants to live there? You're going to have the things you need, and $5 million, presumably, you can invest in some manner or another to be able to live the rest of your life without having to do X. And you want to have some things that keep you busy in life. But these people have factors more money than this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about $50 million. Now, what's the difference between the lifestyle of having $5 million and $50 million? I suppose you could live in the zip code that you want to live, the very best zip code, if you have $50 million, and then invest the money and then not have to worry about life and those sorts of things. You'll with any of these, by the way, once you stop having to work, I shudder to think what it does to... Well, I shudder to think what it would do to me.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to work, then what would I do? Well, probably nothing good.
Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia. Go ahead, Mortified Penguin.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you guys talking about this. What I wanted to bring up was the exact opposite of a world order, new or otherwise. Basically, there's, you know, when you start diving into libertarian kind of ideas and theories and anarchist ideas and theories, and you run into all these different hyphenations and groups and designations and theories, and it's very adolescent. You have all these little denominations and terminology, and it's very simple. What is libertarianism? What is anarchist or anarchist leaning libertarian? Especially, it's just very simply a different view of human relations based on, a lack of domination of other people, a lack of planning of people, you know, basically other than yourselves and those you're interacting with. Basically a lack of domination and a lot of people say coercion in other people. And it's just a different mindset of human relations and any kind of ideas or theories. especially those that are like prescriptive.
I don't think it's a different mindset. I think most humans interact with one another in a non-aggressive manner. That's why it is we have a peaceful society, because most people understand that we don't get anywhere as a society by bashing each other over the head and taking
or even
things.
Being mean.
Right. So I think that libertarianism is something that is inherently understood, at least on a personal level, by people, but they don't understand how it applies on a national, you know, the idea of justifying violence for all of these concepts that they want to impose. So they get it person to person. They would never, you know, unless they're a psychopath, put a gun to their neighbor's head and demand that they do a thing. But they don't have this, they don't have any objection to voting and forcing their neighbors to do anything.
That's a great point. And, I mean, that's basically, I agree with that. I'd counter by looking at it. I'm basically agreeing with you that, yeah, so on a peer-to-peer level, I mean, people aren't trying to dominate their peers, but it's the lack of, you know, organizing principles based of society, you know, based on domination. So it's not accepting it peer-to-peer and not accepting it from above or demanding it from above and not, you know, wanting it on other people and realizing that order, that it said that order doesn't bring liberty, but liberty is the mother of order. So, you know, freedom brings a sort of order. It's not anarchy as in chaos.
Well, there is such a thing as a natural order, right? So, like,
spontaneous order.
You can see this in patterns in nature, for instance. There's a lot of evidence for it out there. And thank you for the call tonight, Mortified Penguin. I definitely appreciate
it. Yeah, I don't think it's a different state of mind, but it's definitely a different paradigm, right? Like, libertarians are the ones that, instead of looking at things from a left-right paradigm, they look at it from a liberty versus authority paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that idea that it's like these lessons that we learned as kids. We try and apply them in real life as we become adults, and a lot of people get conditioned to thinking that authority is okay, right? Like, I don't like to call myself an anarchist because I'm not sure if I believe that fully, and I don't like to call myself a libertarian.
I would never use that term to describe myself.
Yeah, it doesn't suit me. But what does suit me, one thing I can say with full conviction, is I'm a voluntarist.
Me too.
Right? Everything has to be done in a voluntary, consensual manner, and I don't think that that's – how do you even argue against that?
It's very hard. I mean, the arguments against it usually involve somebody saying they don't think people can make decisions for themselves and they need to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm. It's that
total,
like,
total authoritarianism.
Right. Father knows best kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. These people that think that they ought to do things on your behalf because you're not capable of doing it.
That's really what those folks, a lot of them, believe.
Yeah.
They know. They're smart enough.
They
the rest of those
bad.
People know. They need to be told.
Yeah, most people prefer a voluntary interaction, which they in their mind means people voluntarily doing what they wish that those people would do. And that's not voluntarism.
It's like, yeah, it's like that old jingoistic notion from like the 1800s, the white man's burden, right? That Europe was supposed to civilize the world.
Yeah.
Now you've got leftists that are like, oh, we need to civilize all of these non-mask wearers and get them in line and get everybody to conform. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And we're out of time for tonight, but you can join us between now and tomorrow night's show because we're here all 7 nights a week, so don't miss a moment. But if you want to, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Grab archives, get interactive on our Discord server, and more. It's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.